This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
I mean, you hear about these parties that are going on now constantly, and the cops are trying to find these parties, and it all depends on the neighborhoods. The neighborhoods have to rat them out. Did you see what's going on in the condo in the Grove? Those of you that are young, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But those of you that are a little older, you'll know what I'm talking about. In the Grove, right next to the Mayfair, there's that condo that has the round balconies that was in the Careless Whispers video from Wham. Again, you got to be old to know Careless Whisper and Wham and the video. So, but that building that's right there, right next to the Mayfair, right on the downhill that goes right to the bay. I don't know what street that is. Okay. But anyway, that Mayfair there.
Is it Tiger Tail?
No, I don't. I'm not sure, dude. I'd be lying to you if I told you that it is or it isn't. You might be right. I don't know. But it might be Grand Avenue. It could be Grand Avenue where it hits. Now, when you make the right to go down the hill, I don't know if that street what it is, but I think maybe the one that goes right along Mayfair might be Grand Avenue.
That's Grand Ave, yes.
It is Grand Ave.
Because main highway goes out to Lejeune.
Right, it's the one that goes down
and to Bay Shore is the one that comes up where Grand Ave and Main Highway meet.
Right. So
and Grand Ave goes
so
all the way out.
So where Grand Ave ends, which is that building.
Yes, Mayfair. That's right, the corner.
Right, right there. So that's it right there. So you know what's been going on there? A lot of the residents there have had they own the properties, so they rent out the properties to people. So these people are now going into those apartments, and they're holding parties, loud parties, all that stuff, and people are drunk and belligerent, and they're breaking the elevator floor buttons. And the residents that live there have to wait in line to go up to their condo. Sometimes a half hour. Because some of the buttons in the damn building don't work. And so now, you know, apparently the homeowners association, whatever, has told the people that own all the spots that are being rented out. And to stop it and all that, but that this is all those people are having parties and they're all around each other without any masks or anything like that. And that's why this thing keeps spreading. You know what I mean? And when I heard them yesterday, well, you know, our positive percentage went down. And dude, that fluctuates all the time. And what, did it go down because of Sunday and Monday? And that's what you're going off of? I mean, you know, it was high. It was high as hell last week. And look, back up to 1,300 again. And I think they're over 200 again today. I want to say that Florida is over 200 deaths again today. I'm going to look it up for you in a second here. I have the tracker, unfortunately, tracking this stuff that you don't really want to track. Here you go. 225 people are dead in Florida today. So, you know, we need to bring those numbers drastically down, and then maybe we can start to feel a little better now.